G'day partners, Harry with you from Sectional Star Tips, here again to take you through our selections for this coming Saturday. We've got 9 selections for you this week, spread across Rosehill, Caulfield and Eagle Farm. Just checking the weather forecasts in those 3 locations, all expecting sunny weather, so expecting some drying tracks and fair racing, so let's get stuck into it. Our first selection, we're at Rosehill, we're looking at race number 3, horse number 6, Anthracite for a place. So it's fourth up here. It was a tough run last start, working 3 wide early, but still able to fight out the finish over the mile in benchmark 78 grade. It's won previously over to the 1800. It's bred by Mongolian Khan, so up to the 2000 metres. Looks more suitable for it. Just looking at the sectionals from that last start, showed a solid 1,000 metres, not a great deal of acceleration, but a typical staying profile. Draws nicely here, barrier 6, so should get a decent spot behind the leaders, and only goes up half a kilo from that run, staying at the same benchmark 78 grade. So overall, for a horse with some staying ability, going up to the 2,000 metres, at the time of recording, there was 220 a place around. I think that's good value here for a horse that's going to get a good run and looks at some decent ability. So that's Rosehill, race 3, horse number 6, Anthracite for a place. For our next selection, we go over to race 4 at Rosehill. We're looking at horse number 5, Avista for the win. So a horse we've been following on Sectional Star Tips. It's racing well this preparation. It's looking for 4 wins in a row. Last start was a good win in benchmark 72 grade, running over Mind Your Biz, who we know has gone on to win at benchmark 78 level, so that's good form. The section was there, showed some sharp acceleration over the last 400 metres. It's off a fairly moderate tempo, so it was really a decent effort to overhaul Mind Your Biz in that race. Gets back up to the 1500 metres here, where we know it's won dominantly before. And it gets in okay here with 56.5 kilos after a claim. So I think for a talented horse that's fit, it's in form, its sectionals show that it's up to benchmark 78 grade, I think that's a good win bet. So that's Rosehill, race 4. Horse number 5, Avista, for the win. For our next selection, we go to race 5 at Rosehill. We're looking at horse number 6, Cuban Cigar, for a place. So it's third up here. As a solid run last start in midway, benchmark 72 level, it just missed Attractiveness, who's looks to be a talented horse. We're at the same track and distance here, being the Rosehill 1500 metres. Just looking at the sectionals there, it was very quick last 400 metres. It was a very slowly run race, so it was entitled to run quickly, but nevertheless, it was a good effort. Draws okay here to get another midfield run with cover and carries 57 kilos, which looks okay. I think for a horse that's clearly racing well, it's going to peak third up. We know it likes the track and distance. I think that's good value. Just at the time of recording, there was 420, 430 a place. I think that's a good bet for a horse that we know is going to run well at the trip. So that's Rosehill, race 5, horse number 6, Cuban Cigar for the place. For our next selection, we're going over to race 9 at Rosehill. We're looking at horse number 7, Altoff, for the win. So third up. That was a really nice win last start over the 1400, beating Attica easily. And Attica's a 101 rated horse, so it's a really good win. Just looking at the sectionals, it was a really sharp burst over the last 400 metres, and it was coming off a good tempo, so it's a sign of a really talented horse that can sprint hard off a good tempo. Up another 100 metres looks good based on that profile. Draws a bit sticky, so it's got the outside barrier, so It's most likely going to need to run over most of the field here, but considering it gets in with 55.5 kilos, this race is actually no harder than what it faced last start, actually slightly easier, so we know it can win in this grade, and we know the sectional show it's got really good ability. So just at the time recording, it was around $2.10. I still think that's a good bet for a horse that's going to be really hard to beat here. So that's Rose Hill, race 9, horse number 7, Altoff. For next selection, staying at Rose Hill, we're going race 10, horse number 2, Grand Impact, for the win. So it's third up here. It's a nice run last start, peeling out and hitting the line hard at benchmark's 94 grade, which it stays at here. It's at the same track and distance. It was beaten by Eagle Express, and on that day, it was a lot better to be on the inside lanes, which Eagle Express was. So I think considering that Grand Impact was on the outside of the horse, I think that was a really good run. It's got 59.5 kilos here, but looking back through its profile, it's won with 60 before, so we know it can carry weight. And it gets a lovely draw here in barrier 5, so we know it's going to get a good run somewhere in behind the pace. We know it loves the 1200 metres where it's won 4 times before, so I think for a horse it's going to peak third up, and we know it likes the track and distance. I think Grand Impact's a good win bet, so that's race 10 at Rose Hill, horse number 2, Grand Impact. For our next selection, we're going out of Caulfield. We're looking at race 7, horse number 9, American Eagle, for the win. So it's first up here, off a 6-week freshen up. It's had a jump out where it cruised home under the light riding. So looking at its first start win, it was a nice win over 1200 metres. The sectional showed a really good sharp acceleration between the 400 and 200 metres, and it ran over Judas Tree, who has since gone on to win. So that's some good form. Draws in barrier 1 here, so it's going to get a decent run midfield with cover. It's going to need a slight bit of luck to get out at Caulfield. So if the gaps appear, given its sectionals that it showed, I think it's going to accelerate nicely and sprint out hard here. So I think that's a good win bet. It's Caulfield, race 7, horse number 9, American Eagle. For next selection, we're staying at Caulfield. We're looking at race number 10, horse number 11, Sass Appeal, for the win. It's another horse we've been following on sectional start tips. It's second up here. That was a nice win first up, holding off Rise at Dawn in benchmark 100 grade over the 1400 metres. So it's the same grade here, same distance. The sectional was there, showed a solid 600 metres sprint at the end, and it was up on the pace in the lead, and it held on quite nicely. Expecting a little bit of improvement here. It's had a soft jump out in between runs, running nicely next to Treasure of the Moment, who we know is one of our most talented gallopers. And it's weighted again to win here, so it was weighted well last start, it's weighted well again here, so it gets a 1.5 kilo claim, gets down to 54.5 after that. So I think for a horse we know is better than benchmark 100, that's weighted well, and we know it's targeted at better races, I think that's a good win bet. So that's Caulfield, race 10, horse number 11, Sass Appeal. For our next selection, we're going over to Eagle Farm. We're looking at race 4, horse number 1, Exceed the Sale, for the win. So it's fourth up here. Looking for 3 wins in a row. It's a nice win last start. Peeled out and hit the line hard. Sectionally showed a really good last 400 metre sprint. And when on the line, it looked like it had more to offer. And it looks like it's going to get a very similar midfield run again here. Enjoys a 3 kilo claim as well. So for a horse that's encountering a very similar race to last start, that's no harder. Sectional show, it's got good ability. I think that's a solid win bet. So that's Eagle Farm, race 4, horse number 1, Exceed the Sale. And for our last selection, we go to Eagle Farm Race 5, horse number 8, Kingan Under Siege, each way. So it's second up. It's a nice return over the 1,000 metres at Classics level. Got held up at the top of the straight. Once it got clear, hit the line hard. It wasn't far off Tiger Tie and Esha, who are both high 70, 80 rated horses. So that's good form for this race. Either of those horses would be favourite here. So for a horse that's second up here, it's going to have some improvement in it. It's got talent. Won three races in a row last preparation, including a highway, which it won well. So, and the 1,200 metres is its best trip. So I think for a horse at the time recording, there was $15 around. I think that's really good value for a talent horse that looks to have come back well this preparation and finds a suitable trip. So that's Eagle Farm, Race 5, horse number 8, Kingan Under Siege, each way. So there you go, punters. There's 9 selections for this Saturday. As always, stay disciplined on the punt, and I look forward to chatting to you all next week.